More than 800 destitute Chadians have been found in a remote area near the border with Nigeria. The International Organization for Migration says they fled fighting between the Nigerian military and the Islamist group Boko Haram. The IOM's country director in Chad, Dr. Kasim Soufi, says there were many unaccompanied children among the Chadians.
They had to walk for almost 7 days to reach this location called Ngubwa in Chad.
That's about 30 kilometers from the Nigerian border.
The fighting took place in two villages called Duri and Madai. They say the two villages are not existing anymore. They have been burned down.
Returnees are suffering from exhaustion and dehydration. Many had survived only on the food given them by local villagers. Some children were begging for food. Soufi says they had originally gone to Nigeria for many reasons.
There are farmers from the southern part of the country who went there for many years and they were living there. They are even Christian, by the way. Some of them were studying Quran. There are children who went there to study Quran.
The International Organization for Migration and Chad's National Agency for Refugees and IDPs have an assessment team in the border area.
There was a medical team that went with the team and a psychosocial team that provided an initial assistance. At least these are the main things that we did. Now the next step is really to share the information with the international community based in Chad for a quick action, joint action, of course, with the leadership of the government.
The IOM country director says more Chadians are fleeing northern Nigeria every day. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.